This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's a story that no one's telling you about that's happening down on the border, what Border Patrol agents are really up against on a daily basis.
As I've always told people, border security is national security. Our people started changing diapers. They were feeding children. They were taking care of them. I mean, things that we normally don't expect of our law enforcement people to do. That's what our agents do
each and every day. Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren just got back from the border to find out firsthand what our agents are up against. She joins us right now from L.A. Tommy, you know, you watch a lot of the channels, and these guys who patrol our border are made out to be monsters, but they are people. And when they see a baby, they try to help the baby, as that guy just said.
Yeah, first and foremost, they're humanitarians, and of course their job and their duty is to protect our border, to protect the American people, but beyond that, they're even protecting those that are coming to this country illegally. That to me was the most surprisingly wonderful thing that I discovered on my trip to the border, is that these agents, each and every single one that I met, cared about people first, above anything else. That was their priority. And in many cases, these are the only people that are caring about these families and these children, are the Border Patrol agents themselves that are out there making sure that these people are safe and that they are alive and that they are able to return to their families. Our Border Patrol agents are the ones that are doing that.
Yeah, you had a chance to speak to one of those Border Patrol agents, Chief Rodolfo Karsik. Can we see that portion of your interview now?
Let's take a look.
If we do not apply a consequence, you're only inviting additional illegal immigration. And this border is a very dangerous place. I mean, I think I've heard the comment out there about people being outraged of what this administration and what we're doing in particular. But where is the outrage for the public against some of these parents who are taking their children through the desert in extreme heat, very violent areas? They're placing them in the hands of smugglers. I think that that's where the outrage needs to be.
Tommy, what's the biggest problem down there? Is it the just illegal immigrants, moms bringing their babies over, or is it drugs? Did you see any of that?
Really, it's a combination of all those things, and particularly where I was in Tucson and Nogales, they have an issue with drugs, of course, and they deal with this each and every single day. They're seeing drug smugglers, they're seeing coyotes, and that's their biggest fear, is that these children are being placed in the hands of the traffickers and the drug smugglers. So what they told me was the most frustrating thing about what's happening in the last 2 weeks and the demonization and the vilification of our Border Patrol agents for this family separation. Many people don't understand that a lot of times these agents are separating families because they're not true family units. Many times these children are being placed with coyotes, with drug traffickers, with smugglers, and it's our Border Patrol agents that are stepping in like the humanitarians that they are, not only stopping drugs, not only stopping crime, but also making sure that families, even illegal immigrant families, are safe and taken care of. That's what you won't hear from many of the other mainstream media networks.
You're right. I haven't heard that angle one time until this morning. Tommy, thank you very much for joining us live from L.A. and going down to the border for us.
It's Tommy Lahren at the border, giving us a different perspective than what most of the media is reporting as to what's going on, particularly as it relates to the border agents. It is rather disgusting when you think of what these border agents are challenged by, and what they're trying to do on behalf of we the people and maintaining our national security. And they see this thing like a runaway train, and they're doing the best they can, with the limited resources that they have right now. And they really need reinforcements and they need help. But instead, what they're getting is a lot of political rhetoric. For what? Because people hate Donald Trump. I mean, how is that solving, the problem? These are real people. We got real issues down there. But to respond in the manner in which this country is doing is just It's very disappointing, to say the least. And, you know, like you, I'm praying that we can get beyond this and really do something positive on behalf of all concerned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Maria Espinoza is with us. She is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show. It's good to talk with you and all of your wonderful listeners.
Well, thank you. Congratulations, by the way. Lots of shout-outs the other day when the president brought these families forward to really bring to bear here the story that is most important, and this is something that you and your husband, which motivated you to start the Remembrance Project, and that is to keep the light shining on these families that have lost loved ones. I mean, we talk about, you know, people being separated from their parents, and as some of these parents had stated, you know, we're not separated for days. I mean, for the rest of our lives, we're separated.
Right, it's a permanent separation that we've been talking about since 2009, Bill, and, you know, and all we were asking for is, you know, enforcing current laws, following our Constitution, you know, and placing Americans first, what's best for America. We don't want any new legislation, Bill. We just want the current laws enforced.
Exactly.
You know, people who are working here should be legally authorized to work in the United States, and that's on every application, but yet, you know, we're not getting that. Then we're you know, we're called names, we're bullied, and look at poor Sarah Sanders and
Ms.
Bondi, you know, being shouted out of restaurants and harassed. Out of control.
Well, of course, then you got Mad Max adding to it. You know, she's telling everybody, go chase him down and hunt him down and everything else. And then she's shocked when people discern from her statements that she's being rather uncivil and maybe igniting some violence.
Right. Maybe, you think.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, you know, the
they
thing
get away with so much.
Yeah. You know, getting back to your point here, Maria, you know, what's good for America is really good for the immigrant as well, because if we have laws in place, they're protected. They're not going to be taken advantage of by coyotes that are charging them, you know, just an incredible amount of money to sneak them here into the United States. There's no guarantee when they give them that money. It says, hey, we're going to get you to the border, and good luck. And then, you know, the other things we've been reporting on here is these young girls that are being sent. I mean, how do you kiss your daughter goodbye and make sure that she's had a shot or she's got a pack of birth control pills in her pocket? Because, honey, I hate to tell you, but chances are you're going to get raped along the way. How do you send your daughter off in that kind of situation? That just shocks me, Maria.
It is shocking, and you know, I about fell out of my chair when I heard that. I can't believe that. I could not imagine placing my daughter in that situation. You know, we're very protective as parents, and somewhere along the line, obviously these people don't feel the same way about some of these people, I guess, same way about their children. But yeah, that's they should be charged. You know, if it was a it was an American parent, you know, we would be charged for placing that child in harm's way for child neglect, child endangerment, you know, but, and they should be, and we will be separated from our children if we were charged and imprisoned.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's very sad, very, very sad, but it's the truth that people have to learn and understand also when we bring these minors into our schools. Mm-hmm. You know, we place them with our little valuable, you know, children, you know, our futures. And, you know, what are we doing to them? And they're having to go to school and they're bullied. I just got off the phone with a young lady in South Texas and her son is bullied simply because he does not speak fluent Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's pretty sad. And here we are in America where the illegal, it's a high population of illegal aliens at that Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot wrong here. But, you know, during the press conference with President Trump on Friday, you know, he mentioned there's a 2011 GAO report, pardon me, from the Government Accountability Office that reported that they found nearly 3 million offenses tied to criminal illegal aliens, and that included more than 25,000 homicides, and 42,000 robbery offenses, 70,000 sex crime offenses, and 15,000 kidnapping offenses.
Yeah, and the thing is disgusting about this, Maria, they've been sitting on this information for a long time. They have not released it. The media hasn't pursued it to get it out there. You know, the narrative is being, really, it's propaganda right now as to what's happening here. And it's unfortunate, and we've got people all over the spectrum because they're ill-informed. And, you know, I often get in trouble, just as you do, because being Hispanic, you know, we're supposed to have a specific monolithic expression and perception on this. And, you know, and as soon as I bring up, well, what about these young kids that are, you know, thrust in? And then also, you know, another thing that came up recently is there's no study on these kids. You know, we know that in Central America there is a huge issue. I mean, you talk about unaccompanied children. They're unaccompanied in their own homeland, in their own country. They've been abandoned.
Absolutely.
They're out there, and that's not being reported on. And of course, it's, you know, for them, what do they have to lose? I mean, hey, look at, they're out of, you know, eating out of garbage cans, doing whatever. And hey, look, we'll get on that that beast. We're going to get on that train and head north. And you know, this is the, you know, what do we got to lose compared to what we got? You know, we're experiencing here in our own home country.
Right, and heck, their own country calls them cucarachas.
Yes,
you know,
cockroaches, yes, right.
The street kids and juvenile delinquents probably in their countries that band together and they roam at night. You know, there's a big documentary several years back about them. So these are the people that we're bringing in that our government, the left, is calling them children, bringing them in and putting them in our school system with our children on our schoolyards, you know, and actually we, my husband, Tim and I ran into a couple who had volunteered for about 5 years for a center in Honduras. And they were took care of the street kids. The youngest was 5 years old where the parent pushed them out of the house. I can't imagine pushing children out of the home. And this is what they said. I'm going to repeat this. And I asked, what happened? How are all these kids being put out, you know, homeless? Yeah. Don't they have a home? Yes, they have a home. But she said that when a husband, a man and woman got together, have a child, they say they have a little boy, and they broke up. The new boyfriend does not want the son around, and they would abandon him.
They become disposable.
Yes. And but if they had a little girl, the new boyfriend would keep the little girl.
To be used.
And we had a lot, yes, they had a lot of child molestation going on. And that is a culture, Bill. And this is, you know, we have enough problems here in crime in the United States that we don't need to invite that. And when we were doing our research early on in 2010, 2011, the sex molestation and the rape of the young children was high in this illegal alien adult male demographic.
Well, maybe that's why it's easy for them to give them a shot or to, you know, give them some birth control pills and kiss them goodbye and send them up north. Maybe that's why, Maria. I mean, this is shocking, but there is so much that we do not understand that is going through, that is causing this whole situation, and our borders are being stormed right now. And we're going to continue the conversation with the Remembrance Project's Maria Espinoza. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways.
I got to tell you, you know, as we focus on these major issues in our country today, many people of faith are running to their God to say, okay, you know, what would God say about these things? And God is a God of order. And in that order, part of that order, if you remember, it started with the Ten Commandments, right? To help us understand the difference between law and lawlessness. That was the start of it. And let me ask you this. If somebody is lawless and they break the law on one side of the border, what makes you think that they're going to follow the law on the other side of the border? I think this is the beginning question, or maybe one of the first questions we should ask Maria Espinoza when we address this issue and how our borders are being stormed today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're supposed to honor your neighbor's borders. Mm-hmm. And God has set that out very clearly. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we welcome the traveler, but we don't welcome the invader who has ignored our laws, our borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CNN went crazy the other day. Our friend Steve Cortez happened to use that term invader. Oh, my goodness. It was like a dog whistle. It sent them absolutely nuts. Well, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they want to make it seem, people on the left want to make it seem like it's all so innocent. This is not innocent. I mean, why all of a sudden are we having thousands of people storming our border, and then we make a big issue about the kids? Time magazine fakes up a cover. I mean, it's so blatant, but it's like, okay, well, you caught us, forget it, let's move on. But, you know, that Trump, he's still that awful guy, and that picture still is emblazoned in the mind of people because you've already let the horses out of the barn with that picture, and it's almost like America doesn't care about the truth anymore. It's like, well, I don't care about the truth. They just serve the purpose. But you get my point. You know what he's doing. Well, he's not doing that. But you're saying that, you know, here he is standing over this young girl who is here and is looking for safety. Well, she had safety back home. Her father said they were doing fine. It was just the mother one day got a hair and said, no, I'm going to America. That's my dream. I'm out of here. You know? So there's no children. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no refugee situation here, and this is what America needs to wake up to. I mean, gosh, I grew up with spaghetti westerns, you know, and those spaghetti westerns. One of the things that people came when they came into town, they go, hey, you know, one of the first questions they ask, are you friend or foe, right? And and then after that, it became obvious, you know, the black hats were the foes, you know, and then the white hats were the good guys. But that was always the question. And so all of a sudden, I guess now we're just so open-minded that our brains have fallen out that we can't even ask the question, hey, are you here to add and advance the cause of the American dream, or are you here to take away?
Absolutely. And love the spaghetti westerns as well. Mm-hmm, the Fistful of Dollars with Clint Eastwood. That was my favorite.
Exactly.
But yes, you're right. We can't bury our heads in the sand and believe what this media, and thank God for Donald Trump when he first announced that he was going to run for president. Otherwise, I think that Clinton would have put that last nail in the coffin of America. You know, so he's exposing all sorts of things, the fake news. We know that you know, we have deep state, you know, problems, and it goes pretty deep when the FBI director is even lying.
Right.
That's really a sad situation. We have got a lot of house cleaning to do. You know, then the entire Democrat Party and not to mention other governments, other countries themselves, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, all of them are guilty. But also the sad part is that GOP moderates are, you know, showing their true colors. You know, Bill, I say that they are taking this blood money from the open borders lobbyists to fill their reelection campaign coffers while our children are filling America's coffins.
Right, exactly. They're paying the price. I mean, it's incredulous that we find ourselves in this kind of situation. And Donald Trump right now is our Obi-Wan Kenobi, man. He's our final shot here to kind of, you know, stave off the insanity, because you bring a powerful point here. Under a Clinton administration, there would be more families subjected to illegal activity and lawbreakers, and they'd be burying their children. And the heartbreak that we saw the other day from the White House was, you know, it was heartbreaking to hear what these families have endured. But these are the stories. This is the result of open border madness and the oversensitivity of progressives and those on the left that are supporting this illegality. Again, how can you expect people who broke the law to begin with to suddenly obey the law on the other side? And the only thing that separates them is the border, this supposed border. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right. It's unreal. I don't know what they're thinking.
It is. Who knows? I think that they're going down the checklist for the Communist Party, and I think that most of those have already been checked off, and they see as this last amnesty, and I say last amnesty, Bill, because if we give an amnesty to the DACA recipients, that we know that they don't want the only just the DACA recipients. In fact, President Trump offered the 1.8 million of those who would have qualified and but did not apply, but the Democrats turned it down because President Trump would get the border wall, and they do not want border security. They want to erase our borders, erase our Constitution, and basically they're going to erase America.
To your point, Maria, it was quite telling, right? He gave them twice as much as what they asked for, and they still said no. I mean, in some cases, I look at this and I go, this is like Israel trying to negotiate with the Palestinians. I mean, they're just so locked in to their ideology that no matter what you give them, you know, short of just, you know, Donald Trump packing his bags and leaving the Oval Office, but you're exactly right. I am really concerned that these moderate Republicans are even, you know, dancing around this issue, dancing, or not even around, they're dancing with the possibility of amnesty. I think this is the death knell for the Republican Party if they do this.
Right, but also it will open it up for next election. I think, you know, we've got to, first of all, make sure that we survive this election and, you know, actually it's really survive this month and make sure that these moderate Republicans, Paul Ryan is the leader, it does not give an amnesty. So I ask your listeners to continue calling and giving him the raspberries and tell him, look, not pass an amnesty. You know, get in line with the party. And ask if the platform, the Republican platform says no amnesty. It's clear right there in black and white, Bill.
Right.
And also call your own legislator, your own congressman, and across state lines, and call the White House and tell President Trump to continue working. We have his back. We support his America First agenda. Then we recruit within our own communities and identify those who will run for office, conservatives, and nurture them and support them next time around, because we have to get these guys out. I've been here for a year and a half in Washington, D.C., Bill, and I'm telling you, they will absolutely not do what's right. We have to scream and yell at them. And people like Speaker Paul Ryan, you know, everything, we have done everything short of, you know, holding his hand and, you know, pushing him, his chair back away from his neck.
right.
Sign that.
Exactly.
So,
well, a report last night came out, and I was trying to, you know, catch up on it this morning, and I couldn't seem to locate it, so hopefully it's not fake news. But there was an announcement from POTUS saying that what he wants to do is not even let him cross the border, is deport him immediately at the border. Did you hear about that?
He should be turning them back, absolutely. You know, definitely. We've talked about that for several years, and before they cross that line, turn them back. You know, heck, they're all below their line, the divider. Yeah, just go ahead and turn them back. And I say whatever it takes to do that, do it, and especially with this instigator, Andres Obrador, AMLO, as they call him. I'm calling for an outright invasion of the United States. That's the reason.
We're talking here the potential next president for Mexico. He's the one that's making this call right now. Maria Espinosa, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much, as always. She's the national director of the Remembrance Project.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I respect the outcome of this this election.
That's the victim of a big political shocker in New York politics on primary day yesterday when longtime Congressman Joe Crowley loses his bid for an 11th term, defeated in the primary by 28-year-old Democratic socialist and activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And as I said in the debates that we did have, that if I was not successful in this election, that I would support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ocasio-Cortez was an organizer for former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Mitt Romney is Utah's Republican Senate nominee following yesterday's primary, and the U.S. House is to vote today on a compromise immigration bill. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. And as was reported just a moment ago, the House is going to vote today on that immigration bill as the GOP leaders try to find a consensus. With us right now is Bill Pasco. Bill is back with us. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. Bill, thank you for pinch hitting for Jenny Beth. I guess she's having a good time in Paris, huh?
Okay, we don't like to talk about personal lives, but yeah, she's
having yeah, that's okay. I understand that. It's just a little jab, you know, just to let her know that we miss her. And, hey, we appreciate you pitch hitting and coming in and picking up where she left off. And we appreciate you coming
pleasure.
On the show. Absolutely. Hey, let's talk about what's going on and what the House Republicans are dealing with here. Jenny Beth, of course, even though she's having a good time, she's nonstop working here, had written a column, an article on, this amnesty issue. And we've been saying all along, and Jenny Beth and I have had this conversation many times, that this is a hot potato the GOP does not want to touch. I don't see where they're figuring the numbers here, and what they're putting at risk is a lot of political capital and trying to embrace any form of amnesty. What do you say?
Absolutely. You know, Jenny Beth has spent the last 8 years traveling around the country, meeting on a regular basis with grassroots activists from California to Maine to Florida to Washington State and everywhere in between. And it's been her impression from those talks that people simply do not support amnesty. And I can tell you, for the last several months, we've been working very hard on this immigration problem in the House. She's been meeting with members of Congress, talking to members of Congress, texting members of Congress at all hours to share information, let them know what she's hearing from the grassroots. And as we've seen this so-called Ryan compromise come together, this idea of amnesty, that we're not just going to provide a legal status for the so-called Dreamers, but in the Ryan bill, they're actually offering a full pathway to citizenship, not just for the Dreamers, but for everybody who could have applied for that status. So we're talking about expanding the universe from about 700,000 to almost 2 million people, 1.8 million people. And the problem today is that the moderates are insisting on even more amnesty than that. They want to allow the so-called Dreamers that they will give amnesty to then turn around in the future once they get their citizenship. They want these Dreamers to be allowed to sponsor their parents for citizenship. Yes. So we're talking about a much larger amnesty. And Jenny Beth just decided a couple weeks ago, you know what, we haven't seen any significant polling information on the questions that our people care about. Let's just do a basic poll, because we're not seeing this from the media. And we went into the field on June 15th. We came out of the field June 19th. So we're talking about information that's less than 10 days old. Came out last Tuesday. And 75% of the country, 75% does not agree, or let me put it in the positive way, 75% of the country believes that it is not fair or right to allow a group of illegal immigrants to jump the line and get in front of hundreds of thousands of potential legal immigrants who have been waiting in line and in many cases paid thousands of dollars to attorneys to make sure that they're complying with the law.
Exactly.
Now, when you get a number like 75%, Bill, that means among the subgroups, there are vast majorities. Even among Democrats, we're talking 62% to 16 don't think that it's fair. Among Trump voters, among Republican voters, we're talking the high 80% that don't think it's fair. So then we asked, well, let's just boil this down for congressmen, because they don't look at the policy. They look at their reelection prospects. They're trying to make a decision on how to cast a vote, thinking, and this is our fear, is that too many of them are thinking that, well, I'm getting attacked from the left for being heartless and cruel, and if I don't vote for amnesty, it's going to hurt me in my reelection campaign. So we asked a very simple question. Would you be more or less likely to vote to reelect a Republican member of Congress who voted for amnesty? And by 42 to 25, among all likely voters, people are less likely to vote for a Republican member of Congress who voted for amnesty. But then again, when you look inside the numbers, you see that among Trump voters and among Republican voters, those numbers go to 58 to 60% who say they are less likely.
That's
so you're hurting yourself with your base. Then you look at the other side and you say, well, what about Clinton voters and Democrats? Do we actually help ourselves if we vote for amnesty with those groups on the left? Among Clinton voters, it's 30% who say they're more likely, but 26% say they're less likely. Among Democrats, it's 30% who say they're more likely, 28% who say it's less likely. So that's a wash any way you look at it. You don't get anything on the left and you hurt yourself with your conservative and pro-Trump base if you vote for amnesty. And
why would you give up 56% of your base in the hopes that you might be able to get 36%? I mean, this isn't even a good, you know, bird in the hand and two in the bush kind of proposition here. It's less than that, Bill.
No. If I were the political consultant to any Republican member of Congress who was thinking of voting for amnesty as a political move, simply as a reelection move, I would say, dude, the numbers are not there. You are going to do much more damage to yourself than any gain you might make. And any political consultant who says otherwise, frankly, is guilty of malpractice. They should be sued. They should be put out of business. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think the next step is if you vote for amnesty, get your resume ready.
What I'm saying?
Because you're done.
Certainly among Republican voters, there's no doubt. This is how we could lose the House. This is how Republicans could lose the House. If they pass an amnesty bill after having failed to pass Obamacare repeal, the most famous campaign promise of the last 8 years, they're going to go into the fall general election with a base that is totally deflated, totally depressed, totally non-energized. Look at what happened in New York last night.
Yes, exactly.
You've got a 28-year-old girl's never run for office. Forgive me, a 28-year-old young woman who's never run for office before, taking on the number four Democrat in the House leadership, a guy who owns the Queen's political machine, and she beats him. She beats him by double digits, despite being outspent 10-1. The left is energized. These people are ready for, they're loaded for bear and ready to rock and roll. And if the Republicans take the step of voting for amnesty, they're going to be shooting themselves in the foot, maybe a little higher up.
Well, I'll tell you, this could be as big as the faux pas as the Bush, watch my lips, no new taxes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the kind of thing that this goes to values. This is not just an issue. This is a fundamental value. You know, keep in mind, what is it that serves as the magnet that's drawing all these people to want to come to the United States? One of those big magnets is the sense of fairness that we have in America.
Without a doubt.
In America,
yes.
There's no limit to what a man can achieve if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. If you've got a dream, you can make it here. But when you're talking about amnesty, you're talking about upsetting that sense of fairness. You're talking about allowing a group of people who aren't following the law to jump in front of a group of people who are following the law.
Why are these guys even? Why are these guys even considering amnesty here, Bill? I mean, have they just lost a way to argue the point? I mean, they're just a lack of courage here and conviction of why law-abiding citizens and American citizens should be should be protected.
Well, the big problem is that Washington is totally out of touch with the rest of the country. I went deep into the crosstabs to find, is there any group that thinks this is fair, the notion of letting one group jump in the line? It turns out there is one demographic subgroup that thinks it's fair. Guess who it is? It's people who make more than $250,000 a year. This is an elitist view that is totally out of touch with the rest of the American body politic. And in Washington, unfortunately, they pay far more attention to what the mainstream media thinks, what the editors, the editorial board of the New York Times thinks. They care more about that than they care about representing their own people back home in Oklahoma and Florida.
Well, Bill, we got to leave it there, and this is great data. Thank you so much for sharing. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's always great having the one and only James Hurston with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Hey, I think I'm doing better than Seth Rogen these days. I mean, what's up with this guy? I mean, you know, he just goes unhinged here with Paul Ryan, and doesn't he realize? I mean, don't these knuckleheads realize that even if you say it's a third of your audience that you're alienating, that's a significant number, and it's not like last time I checked that Seth Rogen can give up 30% of his brand. So, James, what is it? I mean, he's going to give up a third of his audience? I mean, has he got that much audience that he can afford to lose 30% and compromise his brand like that?
Absolutely not. He's got a film coming out, and these are not sound decisions these people in Hollywood are making. They're not business decisions. By any stretch, mm-hmm. they're based on an emotional need to be part of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Seth Rogen's an insecure guy. You know, one thing, I mean, he's been a spokesperson for the legalization of marijuana, of pot. Mm-hmm. I think he's the wrong guy. I think, you know, if you want to have a spokesperson that says that pot doesn't have side effects, maybe you don't choose a guy like Seth Rogen, who comes off like part of his brain is on retirement.
Right,
but in
exactly.
any case, so what we're talking about for your listeners is that he goes on Stephen Colbert's Trump-hating festival show, which is supposed to be a late-night show, mm-hmm. and in an interview, he brags and tells this story, bragging to the Colbert audience that he met these two young fans, two young teens, and that they said to him, "Hey, Seth, my father's a fan, and would you meet him?" And then he looks out and sees Paul Ryan coming. And in front of Paul Ryan's two children, Seth Rogen refuses to have his picture taken with Paul Ryan, and then starts basically criticizing Paul Ryan for government policy, which Seth Rogen knows nothing about.
Exactly.
But he does this in front of the kids. And here's the irony. The policy that he's really upset about is the treatment of children at the border. So he's going to harm the psyches of children. And by the way, what Seth Rogen did is he accepted a speaking engagement at one of Mitt Romney's Republican gatherings that he has. And he knew that this would be full of Republicans. Now, I don't know whether he received money for this, but I got the distinct impression watching Seth Rogen that he was embarrassed, that he was caught actually attending a Republican gathering, mm-hmm. and that he had to do this outrageous kind of storytelling on Colbert to assure, the people of Hollywood, hey, don't worry, I'm not associating myself with these Republicans. It was really a charity event. It was for Alzheimer's. It was for brain cures, et cetera. But the irony is that Seth Rogen is now representing this new approach to civility that the left has, which is no civility.
Exactly.
Which is kicking people out of restaurants, which is harassing people when they're eating meals, which is stopping people from going out to the movies with their dates, mm-hmm. and which in this case is dissing someone and embarrassing them in front of their kids and insulting the kids at the same time. Seth Rogen ought to be ashamed of himself, but it's not a surprise when you look at what the kind of things Seth Rogen has done.
Well, you know, these guys, they believe in karma. I mean, do they think that this is going to come back on them in any way?
Oh, they don't really believe in karma. They believe in, you know, songs about karma. They believe in karma when it comes to conservatives and Republicans. But they don't really believe that there's any more, you know, moral order to the universe. Otherwise, they wouldn't be living in the debauchery that they do. And Seth Rogen in particular, I just have to mention this. He made a movie called This Is the End, where he really belittled the Christian notion of the rapture. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not all Christians believe in the rapture, but he did it. He wouldn't do that, I'm sure, to Muslim beliefs,
of course,
or Buddhist beliefs, but he does it to Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. He made fun of Christmas in another movie. He wrote out a tweet threatening Costco and trying to get them to stop selling Dinesh D'Souza's book. He was offended because the book talked about the Nazi roots of the American left. He said, how can you call me a Nazi? And then he proves that he is one.
Yeah, exactly.
By asking Costco to ban a book. So, and here's the irony, Bill. This guy, Seth Rogen, he's not satisfied. He's very successful. You know, he's made all of these terrible films that teach young people how to engage in vile behavior and ignore any kind of morality when it comes to their sex life and to imbibe drugs. But now he's not satisfied with comedy. He wants to be a dramatic actor. And many comedic actors have this. You know, John Belushi tried it. A lot of people did. So there's a movie coming out about the day that President Kennedy was assassinated. And get this, they have cast Seth Rogen in the role of Walter Cronkite. It's a serious role. Seth Rogen.
This isn't satire. This isn't satire. This is a real, like a real acting job.
It's a real serious movie about the day that, you know, stripped from history. It's an Oscar bait movie. So Rogen will play Walter Cronkite, who was called the most trusted man in America.
Most
high on pot man in America will play Walter Cronkite.
Go figure. Don't you love this culture? I mean, the extremity that Hollywood is willing to go, it is just blatant self-exposure on their part. But, you know, James, what this is all coming down to is people, and I'm not, you know, necessarily one to, you know, scream out boycotting, but people are naturally making consumer choices. You know, they've had it with people like this. And that's why I said at the opening that, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say 30% of his audience represents that other side. You know, like Michael Jordan said last time he checked, Republicans buy tennis shoes too. But, you know, whether it's, Steph Curry or LeBron James. I mean, they have forgotten that important axiom, and they are taking a hit on their brand. Right now, they can afford it because they've got some room, but there's going to be a time coming where they're going to wish that they had maintained some credibility with a sizable audience, because they're finally going to say, you know what, I don't need your tennis shoe. I don't need your stick and tennis shoe. I don't need your endorsement. I'm just not going to go along. I mean, we're making decisions here in our family. Every year we go to New York, and one of the reasons that we're drawn to New York is to go to the theater. Well, after the Tonys and the stuff that's being shoved down our throats, James, I'm not real eager to go spend my hard-earned money on Broadway to put up with this kind of stuff anymore.
No, and you're just like most Americans now, and really, and especially, of course, the 63 million who voted for Donald Trump. But it's growing. I think people see this kind of behavior. We see it in the Hollywood community, which is for the entertainment business. The decisions that are made make no sense in terms of business. We see it in the news media, where now Nickelodeon is beating CNN.
Yes.
Their ratings are at a record low. And what did Time Warner do? They renewed Jeff Zucker, who has run that network into the ground. They renewed him to pass 2020. Mm-hmm. So they're not operating on business principles. They're operating on bias principles. And that's the nature of really the entire entertainment industry, with rare exceptions. And if there are rare exceptions, the media wants to muzzle them,
exactly.
Shut them out, ostracize them, like Tim Allen, like Roseanne Barr, and others. And and they don't shut out and ostracize outrageous leftists. I mean, there's a move in the GOP has a resolution asking for Maxine Waters to resign. That's long overdue. She will not resign.
Well, her constituency, why does her constituency want to be associated with that kind of insanity? I mean, what do you want to call it? It's very non-intellectual. Let's put it that way.
Well, it is non-intellectual, that's for sure. But even people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi spoke out against Maxine Waters, who essentially called for people to commit criminal acts against members of the administration by harassing them, by doing essentially what was done to Pam Bondi, Kirstjen Nielsen, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The same type of thing, to make them pariahs, to exile them from society. They are not welcome, Maxine Waters says. It's actually going to help Republicans. It's going to help Trump. You know, his numbers are at an all-time high. It's going to help him in 2020, in addition to his record, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are – it's like the inmates are running the asylum when it comes to the Democrat Party. They've lost control of their party. And like you said, the American people will make their decisions. They'll make their decisions as consumers, and they'll make their decisions as voters.
Yeah, they'll just silently go away. That's what happens. Hey, James, we got to leave it there. So much more to talk about. Look forward to next week, and look forward to having you here every week on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a beautiful day.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we-